We are about to embark upon the second phase of the program, the acceptance phase. In the first phase, you've perhaps succeeded in discovering and cultivating a certain amount of lucidity toward yourself, a mental clarity about your emotions and your sporting activities. Today, we are going to work on acceptance. You may find this phase less easy. It revolves around your capacity to let go. So if these meditation sessions seem a little more abstract or more complex to you, don't worry. It's perfectly normal to feel this. Simply persevere. Happy meditating. Settle yourself comfortably on a chair or a cushion. Sit down with your feet flat on the floor, your hands on your thighs or your knees, and your back upright, but not rigid. Close your eyes. First, inhale. Three times, very deeply, raising your shoulders as high as possible each time. Inhale, raising your shoulders, and exhale, gently relaxing your shoulders. Control the movement. A second time, inhale, raise your shoulders, then exhale. A final time, inhale, exhale. For a few minutes, try to concentrate fully on the breath. Pay attention to the air that enters your nostrils and moves through your throat. Entering your lungs. And finally into your stomach. Pay attention to the ebb and flow of the air in your body. Then, using mental imagery, imagine yourself in front of the door leading to your bathroom. Place yourself in front of that door. You can see the whole thing, its entire height and width. Observe the color and the details of the door and any scratches on it. Now direct your gaze to the bottom left-hand corner of the door. Slide your gaze and your attention up the door to the top left-hand corner. Then move to the top right-hand corner, sliding your attention along the door. And move down again toward the bottom right-hand corner of the door. Now come back to a wider view so that you can see the whole door with all four of its corners. Move your hand toward the door handle. Turn the handle and open the door. Take one step, two steps, three steps, and stand inside the bathroom. Stay there, unmoving, and become aware of your presence in the room. Become aware of your body, of how it's balanced and anchored to the floor by your feet. Inhale very deeply, and in the same way, using mental imagery, try to smell all of the odors there are in the room. The scent of shower gel or perfume. Perhaps you can't smell anything. If so, that's okay. Now observe the bathroom. Observe every detail of the image that you've made of your bathroom. Observe every item of furniture, every bathroom product, every piece of equipment. Observe their position, shape, and color. Now mentally direct your attention toward the bathroom sink. Imagine that you turn on the cold water tap and that you listen to the water running. And observe how the water flows into the sink, splashing. Imagine that you move your right hand through the flow of the cold water. Then your left hand. Imagine that you feel the cold water over every part of your hands, between the fingers, on your nails, on the palms of your hands, on the back of your hands, right up to your wrists. And when you feel that both hands are completely refreshed, visualize yourself turning off the tap, taking a towel from beside you, and drying your hands. Mentally feel the contact of the towel and how soft it is. And when you feel that your hands are both dry, mentally replace the towel and stand in front of the sink, perfectly parallel to the sink. Then raise your head. Look at the person in the mirror. And describe out loud the person you imagine seeing in the mirror. Who is the person in the mirror? What distinguishes you physically? What emotions can be seen on your face? Take note of the sensations in your body, your neck, your back, and your stomach while you observe your face. Now you can gently come back into contact with the breath. Open your eyes and return to the place where you're sitting. Take the time to listen to the gong right to the end. How do you feel? This visualization exercise involved you using your senses in a virtual way, mentally rather than physically. It isn't an easy exercise. If you saw yourself in the mirror, could you see all the details of your face? If you still have a little free time, why not go and look in a mirror, a real one this time, and observe your face? You can also observe your entire body, how you hold your head, and your overall appearance. That's you. Just you. See?